Amen. Tonight we're going to do a sharing on Jehoiada, which his name is really, he's a priest, and his name is really pronounced Jehoiada. So we've got Yehoshua, and so this is just Jehoiada, and that's his name. And this is going to be the Second Chronicles exposure.
Excellent.
And so the thing what Jehoiada did is stood. And so
the thing about him is what?
He stood. He stood for righteousness. He stood for Yahweh. He lived to be 130 years old. And so we're going to see. We might as well go ahead and cover that. So grab your little sheet of paper here. Got a little handout here before we begin. So what we're going to do is, how many Judean kings did he live through? And so he dies when he's 130 years old. And if Joash was reigned for 40 years, and he's the one who put Joash into power. So if he just lived 20 of the 40 years, and by backtracking, we're going to see that he lived through Joash, he lived through Athaliah, who murdered her grandchildren, a Baal worshiper. He lived to
Ahaziah,
and he was evil, and a Baal worshiper, who was the son of Jehoram, who murdered his brothers, Baal, who was the son of Jehoshaphat, which was a good king, who was the son of Asa, which was a good king, who was the son of Abijah, who was evil, and he only reigned for 3 years. But Jehoshaphat reigned for 25, Asa for 41, Abijah for 3, Rehoboam, and that's when the 10 tribes left, he reigned for 17 years, and then Solomon obviously reigned for 40, so if he just lived in 20 years of Joash's reign, he would have lived 9 years in Solomon's reign.
Wow.
As a boy. So this person lived through Solomon, Rehoboam, Ahijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Ahaziah, Athaliah, and Joash. So think of what he experienced and saw on all this to live to be 130 years old. And standing, which we're going to see that. The standing is very important, so we're going to go to Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10. On standing. We have to have these as our inspiration of what can be done, because in this world there is spiritual wickedness, and we don't want to asterisk by our name, which we're going to see on a lot of the kings. He served Yahweh, but not with a whole heart. And so I don't want that to be said about me. And I think many pastors are going to be have an asterisk by their name. They served Yahweh, but not with a whole heart. Because if they would have served with a whole heart, they would have spoken 100% truth, which obviously is very difficult, because generally you're not going to be a pastor.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want 100% truth. They usually want tradition. So we look at 6 verse 10. For the rest, be empowering yourself in the Lord and the grasp of His might. Put on the complete armor of Yahweh with the view to having power to do what? To stand against the strategies of the adversary. And Jehoiada did exactly that. He stood against the strategies of the adversary. Athaliah is like a witch for 6 years.
Lord Clinton.
And we're going to see. Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the principalities, against the authorities, against the world holders of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. That's where our fight is, to stand for this cause. Take up the complete armor of Yahweh, in order that you may receive power. And guess what? You don't receive power unless you take up the armor. It says right there, it's conditional. For this cause, take up the complete armor of Yahweh. Why? In order that you may do what? Receive power to withstand in the evil day. And all things having accomplished to what?
Stand.
Stand. And then here's again, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and shod your feet with the readiness of the glad message of peace, withal having taken up the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall have power all the ignited darts of the wicked ones to quench, and the helmet of salvation welcome ye, and the sword of the Spirit, which is what Yahweh has spoken. That's what our goal is to stand, and that's what this teaches about. So here's a great example of somebody who stood, and the consequences of him standing, and then the people around him who did not stand. So, we're going to begin with what he witnessed as a priest. Okay, let's go to 2 Chronicles 18. There's an account here in Kings, but we're going to just stay in 2 Chronicles. And why does Yahweh write all this? Is so we can learn from a person's victory and also from their defeats. So we're going to look at 18 verse 1. And when it came to pass, when Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, that he contracted by marriage affinity with Ahab. His name is really Ahab, which is a brother, father. Okay, well, Yahweh says don't do that. And that was the woman Athaliah, who he brought into his family, who was the daughter of Ahab, or Ahab, and Jezebel. Ahab should never marry Jezebel, so you see this influence of the Baal worship that's coming into the kingdom. And it's the same as ours in the Christian faith today. We have false gods and false teachings coming through because people are called false apostles. And that's 2 Corinthians 11. Who appear as ministers of what?
Light.
Righteousness. Yeah, light and righteousness. They appear like that. So, I mean, it was in Paul's day. It's always been throughout this. And if you can't identify him, you don't know the word.
Right.
If you don't know the word, you cannot identify him. If you know the word, you can say, wrong, that didn't happen. That didn't, you know, so people, here's just an example of diversion, but you know, Kenneth Hagin, he did some good things, but there's going to be an asterisk by his name to say, not with a whole heart. You know, he went to hell. He got people teaching on that. You didn't go to hell because there is no hell. And so you've got other things like that. People are teaching these false doctrines, which means they are deceived or they are deceivers. So when you teach something false, it's one of two things. You don't know any better, which means you're deceived, or you know better and you're deceiving the public. And so Aharon knew about the god he made, the calf. Aharon was not deceived. He just gave the people what they wanted. And so he became a deceiver. Yeah. So we're going to look at that. That's beginning. And so just remember, Yehoyada is alive during Jehoshaphat's reign. The whole 25 years.
Yehoyada is alive.
Alive.
Oh, alive.
He's alive. He would probably be about 50. No, look at that. So let's just say 41, 50. He'd probably be 60, 70 years old in Jehoshaphat's reign. When it's starting, so he's gone through all of this and watched all of this. So he sees, okay, Athaliah, Jehoshaphat disobeys Yahweh and bringing in foreign women, no different than Solomon marrying the daughter of Pharaoh and other daughters of kings. Now we go to Chronicles 21. Here's the other thing he's going to experience. 4 through 6, and this is Jehoram, Jehoshaphat's son. 4 through 6, so Jehoshaphat is now dead. And we've done a teaching on this too. The consequences of Jehoshaphat, he pleased Yahweh in a lot of areas. In other areas, he was a disaster by bringing Athaliah, who married Jehoram, his son. And after Jehoshaphat dies, look what his son does. Verse 4. So 2 Chronicles 21:4. But when Jehoram had arisen over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and did what?
Killed his brothers.
Slew all his brethren with a sword. Moreover, also some of the rulers of Israel. That is what Yehoiada witnessed also. And that's because of Jehoshaphat bringing in Athaliah, who was the wife of Jehoram. Elijah contacts him. And so here's another point here that people will say, and this is deception, that Elijah went to heaven and he died and stayed in heaven. Well, that's just not the case. Because all of a sudden, here you're going to see Elijah writing a letter to Jehoram in verse 12 of this same chapter. And this is like 17 years after he was taken up into heaven. Mm-hmm. So obviously he was taken up to heaven and put someplace on earth and retired. And he writes his letter to Jehoram, which people have got to reconcile and say, wait a minute, we're hearing from Elijah 17 years later after he was taken up. So when you say that he's up in heaven and never died, no, that's not the case at all, because there's his letter. And it's a bad letter to Jehoram. It's a bad letter. Let's just finish the letter with 15, verse 15. Also, thyself with sore disease, with the disease of thy bowels, until thy bowels shall fall out by reason of the disease, in a year added to a year. So I think you're going to die of a bowel disease. It's really bad in 2 years. That's a letter from him. And so Jehoiada knows about this. Now we go to 22, verse 3. After he dies, his son takes over. And who's his son's mother?
Athaliah,
the witch from not Endor,
Sidonian,
just about like that, from Jezebel and Ahab. One thing you've got to realize with all of this, you cannot have friends like this. They cannot be part of your companionship. When I go on walks out in this park, I'll see trees and I'll see vines that grow up and start strangling the tree. They're attached to the tree and they come from like 3 or 4 different areas. And they're just winding themselves. They can't live without the tree because they can't go up. They need something to climb up. That is a righteous individual, and here is sinful friends that are around it. And what it ends up doing is it goes up past the trees to get its leaves over and then takes the whole canopy over so the tree cannot get sunshine, which means it's going to kill the tree. And if you have friends like that, that's what they're going to do. That's what Athaliah was. She was a vine to strangling the people of Israel, the Judeans. And you can't have friends like this. And they're always very nice. I bet you Athaliah was a knockout. I bet you Jezebel was a very attractive woman. You know, so all these people, I bet you they were very friendly.
Yeah, right, hilarious.
Yeah, very friendly, very kind, and so you got people like that, but when it comes down to the truth, let's not do that. Let's not do that. And that signals right off the bat, you're from the adversary. Now, we go to his son chapter 22, verse 3. This is after Jehoram died a miserable death. He too walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother became his counselor to work what?
Lawlessness.
God. And his name is Ahaziah. And he only reigned 1 year. Now we go to he dies, and who kills him? Does anybody remember? Jeroboam. And so what happens, Jeroboam, remember this is, Chronicles is about the tribes of Judah, not of Israel, 10 tribes. Jeroboam is commissioned by Yahweh to say, go kill all the house of Ahab.
That's right.
Kill the house of Ahab and destroy Baal. And so this son goes up there to go meet the kings of Israel, because he's just as wicked, and guess who he finds? Jeroboam. And Jeroboam says, kill him, and shot him back with an arrow.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then his brothers and stuff came up. He said, who are you for? We're for the king. He killed all of them.
I forgot about that.
And so he did a great job, and Yahweh commissioned him to do that. So he only lived 1 year as reigning, as a king. And so after he died, Athaliah, his mother, saw there's no more heirs except for the grandkids. And so here's what she's going to do. And that's in verse 10, chapter 22, verse 10. And when Athaliah, mother of
Ahaziah,
saw that her son was dead, she rose up and what?
Destroyed
all the seed royal of the house of Judah. Now watch this. This is really fascinating.
Yeah, that's the thing of Yahushua.
Yeah.
The line of Yahushua.
Yeah, the line of Judah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That's Satan trying to kill. Yahweh prophesied that the Messiah will come from David's seed, and this is David's seed. And she's destroying it. And what you're going to look at here is something very, there's one seed that's saved, and his name is Joash, but let's look at the story that unfolds here. But Jehoshabeth, daughter of the king, we're going to explain who this woman is. This woman also is the wife of Jehoiada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So look at this. And so you're kind of saying, how old is she? And just watch how this unfolds. She's the daughter of the king, and that's going to be Jehoram and not Ahaziah. Took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the sons of the king who were being slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeth, daughter of King Jehoram. All right, she could have been a lot older than his son who was king. Wife of who?
Jehoiada.
Jehoiada. The priest.
Sister of Ahaziah.
Okay. Yeah. For she was a sister of Ahaziah, hid him from the face of Athaliah so that she slew him not. So this is the wife of Jehoiada. And it came to pass that he was with them in the house of Elohim hidden 6 years while Athaliah was reigning over the land. So think of Jehoiada seeing all this, but protecting this. But remember, he is seeing this from Jeroboam on. He's 100 years old, probably 110 years old when this is happening at least.
How old is she?
Yeah.
So she could be 90 or 80.
And now we go to verse, let's see here. We did that. 11 to 12. Now we go to 23, verse 1. And in the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the rulers of the hundreds. And I'm not going to pronounce these, but he strengthened himself. And so here he's going to bring out Joash. And we see in verse 12 in the same chapter, and when Athaliah heard the noise of the people who were running and those who were praising the king, then came she unto the people in the house of Yahweh and looked, and lo, the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing with trumpets, and the singers with instruments of song, and as such had led the an offering of praise. And Athaliah rent her garments and said, what?
Conspiracy.
Exactly what she was. She conspired to destroy Judah, in essence, by coming in there. Then Jehoiada, the priest, commanded the captains of hundreds, officers of the force, and said to them, take her forth within the ranks, and he that cometh in after her, let him be slain with the sword. For said the priest, you must not slay in the house of Yahweh. So they made way for her, and she came into the entrance of the horse gate of the house of the king, and they slew her there. No mercy. You kill her just like they did with Jezebel.
She did, yeah.
And what happened to Jezebel?
Dog poop.
And threw her out the window.
Who was for you? Throw that witch down.
Yeah. You threw her out the window, yeah.
Dogs
ate her flesh. Now, let me see here. So 24, verse 1. Let's see here. 7 years old was Joash when he began to reign, and 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Zebiah of Beersheba. And this is very important. And Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. How important is our individual lives to monitor, to keep people faithful to what Yahweh says and not be silent, but be bold like Moses. And so when Moses saw the calf that Aharon had made, he said, well, let's just evolve. It makes the people happy. Let's just not say anything. No, he said, on the contrary.
Kill
him. Yeah, who's for me? Mm-hmm. And then anybody who's going to be worshiping this, kill them. And I think there's 3,000 people were put to death. No compromise. You cannot compromise on the word. And Jehoiada did not compromise on the word. Does that gain him friends? No. It gains him friends with Yahweh. Oh, it means that we're going to see that. Okay, and verse 7. This is great. For as for Athaliah, the what?
Lawless.
Lawless. Think of that. You want that to be told on your name? You know, does Yahweh want to be able to see this? Remember, Yahweh against the haughty arrayeth himself, whereas unto the lowly he giveth favor. Be made lowly, therefore, in the strong hand of Yahweh, that he may lift thee up in due time. That's 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. We're talking about Christ's birth is coming up. And I mean, figuratively. He was really born, to the best of our knowledge, Tishri 1, which is in September. But remember who the messengers came and announced his birth. Was it to the kings?
No.
Was it to the high priests? Was it to the Pharisees? Was it to the Sadducees? No. Who did he come and tell it to?
The shepherds.
The lowly. The shepherds. Yeah. And Christ says, you want to be great? And you're going to serve. You're going to be down here. And then when you get you to the new earth, you're going to be great. But you got to be down here. And so here is Athaliah the lawless. Her sons break up the house of Elohim. Moreover, all the hollow things of the house of Yahweh offered they unto Balaam. So this time frame, the house of Yahweh was a wreck, you know, ever since Jehoshaphat died. So Jehoram, that's how many years? Jehoram is 8 years. Ahaziah, 1 year, is 9. Athaliah, there's 6. So there's 15 years. You probably had no Passover. You're not having ascending sacrifices morning and evening. The candles in the sanctuary are out. There's no loaves of bread there, and there's no burning of incense. You know, so it's been extinguished. And why was it extinguished? Because of people not leading. Now, don't have to go there. Jehoshaphat was responsible. Jehoram was responsible. Ahaziah was responsible. Athaliah was responsible. All this thing. And so, we don't have to go there, but 2 Corinthians 7:14 through 18 says, do not fellowship with unbelievers. 1 Corinthians 5 also says, if a brother or any family member is a drunkard or a fornicator, this, not even to eat with them. 2 Corinthians 11 says, there are false apostles. They appear as ministers of light, of righteousness, who murdered the Mashiach.
High priest.
Christianity. But it didn't exist at that time. But it was
popular religion.
Yeah, it was the most popular religion that was supposed to be following Yahweh. It was the high priest. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, co-opted and murdered the Mashiach. That's how bad things got. So you think Christianity can't get bad? The leaders in it can't get bad? Well, explain all of that. Mm-hmm. You know? And Bar Jesus is just showing an example on how this is creeping and creeping, and since a person doesn't know it. Let's go to Acts 13. We're going to come back to Chronicles. Paul is ministering. He's going to a person who is a Hebrew. In verse 7, 13:7, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man, the same calling for Barnabas and Saul, both to hear the word of Yahweh. But Emmaus, the magician, for so when translated is his name, withstood them. Now he's friend of the counselor. You know, he's right in there. He is the vine that's strangling the tree. Seeking to turn aside the proconsul from the faith, but Saul, who is also Paul, filled with Ruach HaKodesh, looked steadfastly at him, said, I love you, I love all my enemies.
No.
No. And that's what people will say, love your enemies. Yes, there's a place to say that, but you got to know the other time to say, oh, full of all guile and all recklessness, son of what? An adversary. Enemy of all what?
Righteousness.
Wilt thou not cease to pervert the straight ways of the Lord? We see the Democrat Party in the United States, it will not cease to pervert the ways of Yahweh. Now therefore, lo, the hand of Yahweh is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun until a fitting time. And instantly there fell upon him a mist and darkness, and going about he was seeking such as might lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul, seeing what had happened, believed, being amazed at the teaching of the Lord. That is somebody who's sharp. Paul led and stood firm all of his life until actually the whole Asia turned away from him. Now we go back to 2 Chronicles 24. We are called to stand for that same kind of stand, verse 15 and 16. So you think Joash now has the perfect mentor, Jehoyadad, you know, who's lived for 130 years. Well, let's just go here in 15. For Jehoyadad waxed old and became satisfied with days and died 130 years old when he died. And they buried him in the city of David with the kings. That's great. With the kings. Because he had done good in Israel, both towards Yahweh and his house. That is great. Now watch what happens. Once the leader is gone, the person who does not have his whole heart in here is misdirected, because now Satan, the adversary, has come in to corrupt. Here's the vines that start strangling Joash. And after the death of Jehoiada came the rulers of Judah, now think of that, the rulers of Judah, and bowed themselves down unto the king, then hearkened the king unto them. Here it comes into it. And they forsook the house of Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, and served the sacred stem and the images, so that there was wrath against Judah and Jerusalem in their guilt. And here's just an example of United Methodist Church right now has homosexuals in their church and also as pastors, ministers in their church. Mm-hmm. No difference in that. They have nothing to do with Christianity. And that's United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. The Methodist Church who...
John Wesley
and his brother started. And he sent among them prophets. Now watch this. Here's what Yahweh's always going to do in your life and my life when we're astray. Send for people to correct us. So he sent among them prophets to bring them back unto Yahweh. And they testified against them, but they would not give ear. So I was talking to Aaron, and I thought, why do you go to this other lifestyle? And it's because it's going to give you access to your fleshly lust. And so there's going to be sex involved, there's
gambling,
going to be greed involved, there's going to be something.
Prostitution.
Yeah, the prostitution, dogs, homosexuality, sodomy.
Sex, drugs,
something that, I like that religion. They let me do whatever I want, and that is why my people leave it and follow it. And let's look at 20. And the spirit of Elohim clothed Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest. And this same son was there to anoint Joash. And so keep your finger there, we'll go back. Verse 11 of 23. 2 Chronicles 23, verse 11. We're going to see his sons. Then brought they forth the king's son, that's Joash, and set him upon the crown and the testimony, and made him king, and Jehoiada and his what?
Sons
anointed him and said, may the king live.
Wow.
Zechariah. This is how bad it can get. And the spirit of Elohim clothed Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. Look at that. The spirit of Elohim clothed him.
I get
it. Isn't that great? And that can be the same with us. And he took his stand above the people. There's a stand. See the word stand? He took his stand above the people. Is this popular? Is this what the people want to hear? Absolutely not. And said unto them, thus saith Elohim, wherefore are you transgressing the commandments of Yahweh so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, therefore hath he what?
Forsaken
you. Now let's look at this consequences. If people only knew what the wages of the sin was death, because we're going to see that wages of sin in a lot of people's life is not death. That's why it's so becoming. If you knew you're going to die a horrible death, you might really think twice about taking that path. But for some reason, you put on rose-colored glasses
shiny,
and say, this is good.
Glass.
I'm going to be able to do this and have a lot of fun and a lot of lust. You know, I started thinking about that. We talked about Whitney Houston and a lot of actors that look like they're millionaires. People feign them. They love them. You got Elvis Presley. You got Michael Jackson. You got, there's a movie out with Whitney Houston. And they're just so glorified. And then how did she die?
Drug overdose in a bathtub.
Yeah, she drowned in a bathtub over overdose of cocaine and alcohol. That is a great life. You got your millionaire. You think she was a gospel singer at one time.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised in the church with the gospel. Do you think if she would have saw that picture and said, this path is leading to that death of mine, I'll just stay back in the church and be a singer in the church and forfeit all of that? But that's where it led. Think of the vines that twisted around her and twisted around her and twisted around her. I think she's in her 40s. Michael Jackson's in his 50s. And so you're seeing people after person of high celebrities who are supposed to be a nirvana actually is Sheol, death. So they conspired against him and stoned him with stones by the commandment of the king.
By the king.
By the king. In the house in the court of the house of Yahweh. No respect for Yahweh, too. Then Joash the king remembered not the Hesed. And this is very important. Jehoiadad saved Joash's life. Does Joash owe Jehoiada's family something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's Hesed. You're obligated. They saved your life. You are obligated to save, to do everything he can for Jehoiada's family. That was the same way with David, with Hesed,
Jonathan.
Was going through Jonathan's family. And it's interesting to say Solomon called on Yahweh's Hesed because it was the Hesed upon David that prospered Solomon, mm-hmm. his son. It carried on after David died. Thus, Joash's son remembered not the Hesed with Jehoiadad, his father, had done for him, but slew his son, and as he died, he said, lay not this charge to their account.
No.
No, he didn't. Like Stephen did. Yahweh see and require. I love that. And why Stephen did this, I believe, is another situation. And I believe, why I brought that up, lay not this sin to their account. I believe Stephen was reproving them, and he got to the point where he probably should have stopped. But he says, you did this, and your evilness did this, and then they came gnashing with their teeth. And I think what he did is overstepped his bounds on speaking the truth. And that's what killed him. And so he
probably, we don't know that.
I know, but we cannot tell Yahweh or Yahushua, lay not this sin to their account. Well, they're the judge. I'm not the judge.
Yeah.
I don't have any authority to say don't do that. He knows the hearts of these individuals.
Yeah.
And so that's so foreign. And so they try to put that in with Christ in Luke, and it was added to the text. So Christ, when he was crucified, didn't say, you know, they know not what they do. Now that's not in the text either. That was added later because they saw, well, if Stephen did that, well, Yahushua's got to at least do that. So they end up putting that in the Gospel of Luke. But that's a sidestep. But 23, and it came to pass when the year had gone around and the force. Now here's the consequences of your sin. If they would have saw this, and the force of Syria came up against him. And that is Joash. And they entered Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the rulers of the people. Oh! The rulers of the people who told Joash to go the wrong way are now dead. You think those rulers would have reevaluated their counsel to Joash? And all the spoil of them sent they unto the king of Damascus. Although with comparatively few men came the force of Syria, yet Yahweh delivered into their hands an exceedingly large force. Why? Because they had forsaken Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, who sent prophets to them. And upon Joash executed they judgment. And when they had departed from him, for they left him with sore diseases, his own servants conspired against him, for the blood of the son of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him upon his bed. Well, this really went good, didn't it? Like, and he died, and though they buried him in the city of David, yet did not bury him in the scepter of the kings. So I want to be buried in the scepter of the kings.
Like Jehoiada.
Is to be able to think, I want to be able to finish my course standing erectly where Christ and Yahweh can say, well done, thy faithful servant. And you.
Satisfied days.
And their father makes a whole list of those who went against him there.
Yeah. And let's see here. And also, I don't want any asterisk by my name. Mm-hmm. So Chuck served Yahweh in Christ, but not with a whole heart.
He never approved his kids from marrying Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, not with a whole heart. Well, what does that mean? Well, let's still go into that particular time. And you're like, well, that's not going to happen. Because it's all by grace, right? Well, then grace is the wrong word. It's all by favor, right? Well, wait a minute here. Yeah, because none of these things are going to be remembered because we're all forgiven. And as Andy Womack says, our sins are forgiven before we even commit them. So that makes it very convenient because now I can just sin with no consequences. Well, did Joash sin and have consequences?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
The last place we'll end is 2 Corinthians 5:10. But wait a minute here. We're all by grace. And we're going to be able to get away with this stuff. Right?
No.
Galatians 6:9-6:7.
Then the problem is, if we're getting away with it and there's no restitution, then actually evil people got away from them because Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton may die millionaires. Obama dies of millionaires. They get raised from the dead and then they just put to death again. Well, they never paid for their sins. There's no restitution of correcting on what they did. But Yahweh says there is a day of restitution and these guys will all pay for their sins. 10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Oh, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong place. For we all must needs be manifest before the judgment seat of the Christ, that each one may get back the things done by means of the body. I want that, because I want every reward I've ever earned. Well, that's selfish. No. Yeah. Christ, that's what Christ did. For the sake of the cross, I mean, for the rewards put before him, he endured the cross. And he is second command of the kingdom of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. So I want that absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want those rewards according to the things which he practiced, whether good or corrupt. And so guess what? If there's payback, which obviously it is. Yahweh's a just Yahweh, a God, a just God. And if I've done something bad that I did not repent of, if I'm in the new earth, I should be excited to pay back to the person I harmed.
Yeah.
And if I'm not excited to pay back the person I harmed, what kind of person are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I stole $10,000 from this person.
I don't want to pay it back.
Well, I don't want to pay it back. I'm sorry, though. You know, I bought a car with it. The car's wrecked. I'm sorry. I don't have $10,000. Sorry. Father, I'm sorry. You know, what does that person say? What does that do for me? Where's my $10,000? And so I will go to the new earth and say, I will work for you for a year, 2 years free, to pay that back. And I'll feel good. You've got restitution. You're going to feel good. Everything's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, now we'll go ahead and end. And according to 1 Corinthians 14, a prophecy. But Father, we thank you for these words. Thank you, Mashiach Yahushua. Be at peace and know that I dwell in peace and safety. I am your God and your Father. I have my arms continually about thee. So do not fear the future. Walk in the moment, and peace abides in the moment. It abides in my word. As you claim my promises, as you put my word into your minds, and accept that I am in control of affairs around you as long as you activate your faith and do according to my will and believe to bring deliverance to your life. Amen.
Amen.
See you next week.